Bill Lee was a great southpaw, a lefty pitcher with his own version of the ephus, the loopy curveball Lee called the leafus, but his stats are often overshadowed by his stunts. He came to the Boston Red Sox in 1969 from a California baseball family, a dope-smoking, philosopher-quoting, left-leaning leprechaun they called the Spaceman. He was a fiercely loyal player rep who called his manager a gerbil, was traded from the Sox after a walkout in support of one player, booted from the Montreal Expos after a mini-strike for another. A new film starts there, with Lee fighting to get back into the big leagues as he starts playing with the amateurs in Canada, convincing them to try his marijuana-infused style. Here, actor Josh Duhamel plays Lee, describing pitching while high.
On the mound. That is where I channeled the light. I combined the sacrifice of Jesus with the patience of Buddha. And then mixed in the control of Sandy Koufax just to get a little Judaism in there. I was Vishnu in a polyester V-neck.
Vishnu in a polyester V-neck. Lee went on to play with the semi-pros, the Masters Senior Baseball League. In 2012, he became the oldest pitcher to pitch a pro game with the San Rafael California Pacifics. Now 70, he's settled in Vermont, where he's running for governor. He ran for president in 1988 as part of the Canadian Rhinoceros Party, part of their platform, leveling the Rocky Mountains to give more sunlight to Alberta. The film Spaceman is based on Lee's book, The Wrong Stuff. He joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello again.
Okay, so we're trying to explain what you were like as a player. So here's a story from a midday Red Sox game in the 1970s. You were pitching. I was working for a local TV station, and we heard over the radio that runner Billy Rogers was going to win the Boston Marathon. So I start running from the Fenway over to the end of the finish line, and I hear this noise behind me, like this clicking on the ground. And I turn around, and it's you in your cleats. You're the pitcher, and you're also running over to see Billy Rogers win.
Yes, I'd been knocked out of the game. I hated pitching the 11 o'clock game. I was always taking it on the chin because I was just sobering up by then.
During the game, you ran to go see the finish of the marathon. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, though, do you think, Billy? You just said sober up. And you start the film talking about how you love the fans in Montreal, your character saying they'd shower me with tiny foil balls of hash in the bullpen.
13 grams, first game I ever pitched.
Lower down bottles of tequila.
Yes.
So is this a story, are you a story of a self-destructive addict who couldn't handle authority? Or is it a story, are you a story of a free spirit who refused to conform and stood up for others, even to your detriment?
Well, the end justifies the means. And at 67, I threw a complete game in professional baseball. At 61, I beat the rookie team for the UCLA Bruins up in Alaska in the Midnight Sun game. I have continued to dominate in the MSBL. I'm probably the winningest pitcher in the history of baseball outside of Satchel Paige. So does the end justify the means or the means justify the ends?
Okay, I'll come back at you. You lost custody of your kids, broke your heart.
Right.
You lost your first marriage. You lost baseball. You're driving people crazy and you're driving them away.
I just had two of my A's, Andy and Anna, here for the Yankee series. All my other kids are doing fine. My present wife, during Thanksgiving, gets everybody together, the whole family in Mississippi, and we have a reunion. And she makes all of my ex-wives cry, and they all realize that they did love me. Yeah, I'm a child. I wake up every morning as though I'm 7 years old, and that gets me out of bed, gets me going. And, yeah, I'll drink a growler of beer in a heartbeat. And they made a whole show about me. It was called Cheers. You know that, don't you? But it's the game that's important, stupid. I say it's I get ready and get ready for the ball game. I coach. I bring 17 teams from the United States and Canada to Cuba during the winter. And then I bring three select teams from Cuba back to America and Canada. And I serenade them during the summer. So if I am the wrong stuff, I'd like to see the owners prove it. I was blackballed from Major League Baseball because I stuck up for Bernie Carbo and then for Rodney Scott. But that wasn't the main reason. They use that as an excuse because I'm the guy who made all the millionaires. Every player rep, as Marvin Miller said, when there was a transition or a strike, the player reps were the ones that were punished because we're the messenger. And I took all the money from the billionaire owners and redistributed it with the players. That's why I'm the most hated person in organized baseball. I am the Bernie Sanders of baseball.
You'd like to be, in some way, the Bernie Sanders of Vermont, I know, running for governor.
We're going to keep everybody from leaving the state because the main prophecy of the Republicans is that people are leaving and we don't have our youth there. We're going to make hemp. We're going to legalize it. We're going to make hemp uniforms. And I'm going to ban Bud Light. That's my first job because it litters the highways. It litters our Skidoo trails. It litters our cross-country ski trails that parallel our Skidoo trails. You remember the group Fair Share? We started the bottle bill here in Massachusetts. You're looking at the one guy that started recycling in America.
You are also lucky that you are not dead, given the hard life
Day to die, grandfather. Little big man.
And one of your many habits, quoting constantly, when you watch the film.
Yes.
When you watch that part.
Very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, here's a scene from the film Spaceman where a hungover Bill Lee, playing now in the amateurs, calls his estranged wife to see his kids.
You know, I'm starting tomorrow night's game. Thought maybe you could bring the kids by, watch the old man pitch again.
Oh, I don't know. You know, they have so much homework. It's tough during the week.
Well, I can pick them up from school. And I thought maybe afterwards, maybe you and I could...
I really don't think it's a good idea, Bill. They're just getting used to the adjustment. Maybe next time. Look, if you really want to spend more time with them, Andy's been asking me all week if you can come to one of his games. He's pitching now.
They can bring their homework to the ballpark, all right? Just please, just bring them by.
Bill.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So, Billy, you say, yes, that's uncomfortable. And then there are other scenes of you tilting at windmills. Is there anything else that made you uncomfortable? A charismatic character. You always were. But, you know...
You can please some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't please all the people all the time.
What would you say to young people watching this movie? You know, yeah, you know, maybe strike out on your own, be your own man, but not everyone survives the alcohol we see you take in. And you tell me that's overblown.
I don't do it that much. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because I can't perform the way I do every Sunday and every week playing ball. I just happen to have the best genes on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And I was blessed with that. My grandmother was 99, broke her femur when she slid into second at 47 years of age. Her daughter's in the Hall of Fame. My grandfather on my maternal side lived to be 99, died in a car wreck. You know, I'm just a blessed person, and I'm lucky, and I've got great genes.
How times have changed. Here you are when the Expos drop you. You and your children and a friend are sitting typing out on a typewriter letters to all the other teams. There wasn't really the big agentry there is now. You're sending out letters asking if someone can pick you up.
I did.
You did do that.
We wrote letters only to the National League because I would not play in the American League because they wouldn't let me hit.
You wouldn't be allowed to hit.
You know. I have my principles.
But when you watch the game now, what do you think?
Hit the cutoff, man. Work faster. Throw strikes. Learn how to change speeds. If Lester knew how to pitch to the outside part of the plate, he'd have already won 300 games. You know, and Price, he's the same thing. They're all trying to throw the ball through a brick wall instead of changing speeds and controlling space and time, which I did.
Are you really a Buddhist?
Yeah.
Unattached to results?
Yeah. I have... No beginning, no end. I just exist.
Well, we have to have an end to this segment. Billy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Good to see you again.
You too. That's Bill Spaceman Lee. The new movie Spaceman, starring Josh Duhamel, opens today. Check your listings. And we have clips at hereandnow.org. By the way, Bill mentioned that the TV show Cheers was based on him, while the character of bartender Sam Malone certainly was. And he was also the muse for musicians. Here's a little of Warren Zevon's 1980 song, Bill Lee.
To skin and bone. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't, like...
We'll have that song and another by They Might Be Giants at hearandnow.org.
Things I shouldn't.